sure. So we milk 90 cows in Watertown, and we run about 500 acres of alfalfa, soybeans, and corn. Corn for feed and also some cash crops.
Now, how many people are do you employ folks? Tell me a little bit about the scope of the farm.
Sure. So it's my dad and I that own our farm together. It's called Simply Crazy Farm. And we have about 4 part-time employees that help me out with milking and field work.
Now, what we're talking about is a letter that Foremost Farms milk producers received recently that told them about a 90 cent per hundredweight deduction that was going to be starting to come off their milk check as of September. Did you know anything about this, Rachel? Had there been conversations prior to the letter? Tell me a little bit about how this unfolded in your personal situation.
Yeah, no, actually, it was the opposite. We really had the feeling that we had some really good, Foremost had some really good contracts with our customers, and we were really on track to make a profit this year, and the farmers were seeing the benefits of that. And so really, this came out of the blue, and it was a complete shock, especially for how much the deduction is going to be at 90 cents per hundredweight.
Can you give people a little perspective? We say that, but if they don't understand the scope of milk production or how big a ding that's going to be on the milk check, have you figured it out yourselves? Can you give them a little perspective?
Sure. So as they know, milk is priced at the market per 100 pounds. So right now the market is doing pretty good. It might be around $21 to $24. It fluctuates a lot. It's very volatile right now. So for every 100 pounds of milk, you get paid $21. And you can market milk for higher or lower than that, but a lot of people aren't liking the volatility lately, so they've just kind of been at the mercy of the market, which this year has been pretty good. So for us, taking a dollar away from that, that's huge. So instead of getting $22 for every 100 pounds of milk, we are now getting $21 for every 100 pounds of milk. And our cows produce about 85 pounds per cow per day. So, and that's on 90 cows. So if you think about it, I did not do the math on my personal milk check yet, but a farm relatively the same size as mine, he said that's about 5% of your milk check is deducted.
Right. Now, and this is obviously coming at a time when anything connected to agriculture is going up as far as expense, from the spring fertilizers. I'm sure you're seeing it as far as feed and energy costs, too.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at our energy bill, I was talking to my dad last week. It's absolutely insane what we have to pay just to keep the fans running in the barn to keep the cows comfortable during the summer. And absolutely, fertilizer prices to get the crop in the ground are just skyrocketing. But you can't really cut corners, because when you cut corners, that's when you see a loss in yield, which affects the quality of the corn you produce, which again is the feed for your cows. So we have not really made any adjustments into our cropping plan to make things cheaper. We're just trying to get through these tough years.
Now, let me ask you, Rachel, the Foremost Farms field staff has been trying to contact all of their dairy producers to try to help them better understand the letter that you received. Have you talked to your fieldman yet?
I personally have not talked to her. However, my dad did call her. So at least in our case, like, our field staff did not contact us. We had to call them. And I think that they know just about as much as we do. They don't know anything else. They know what the letter said. They know that we're getting a deduction, and they're hoping it's going to be until we have some new contracts starting up at the beginning of the year. But I anticipate that this deduction is going to last longer.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about what the letter said specifically besides the deduction. What rationale did Foremost Farms management give you as far as the necessity of this 90 cents a hundredweight doc?
So they want to keep their numbers looking positive. They were not forced into this by any means. However, they feel that it is the best decision for the co-op to remain financially sound this year.
Anything else on those bullet points that caught your attention?
What made me the most angry was how they said that their cost of production is up this year. Therefore, they needed to take this deduction. And that makes me very angry if they are so naive to the fact that my cost of production is not probably the highest that it has ever been. And what makes me very angry with them is that they are using the farmer as an ATM to take money whenever they feel that they need it. It's a zero interest loan that is honestly never going to be repaid, I don't think.
Right.
They're not going to give us 90 cents back in the future if for some reason the co-op does really well. They're going to just keep putting, you know, any profits into making our facilities and everything better. You know, we're never going to see that 90 cents back.
Well, again, if you're just joining us, folks, she's from Watertown. Her name is Rachel Schrader, and she is one of the Foremost Farms patrons that received a letter that they are going to be seeing a 90 cent per hundredweight deduction on their milk check per hundredweight in September, beginning with their production there. And the other hard part that people may have a difficult time understanding, Rachel, in this day and time, you don't have a lot of other options as far as places to turn for a different setup as far as a contractor pricing.
And that's the problem. I mean, if you've looked at my social media at all, I have always been a really big supporter of Foremost Farms. I genuinely do care about our co-op. I want our co-op to succeed. Being in a co-op is being a member owner. So I own a part of this co-op. I want it to do well. However, I need to look at it on a personal level too. Whereas if they keep taking money from me and my farm on a personal basis, I'm not going to be here to keep making a high-quality product for them. And that's another thing. What's the incentive to make the high-quality product that management claims that we're giving them? We have a very high-quality product at Foremost Farm. Why isn't it worth an extra 90 cents then?
And no real players in the wings that are ready to accept your milk if you wanted to change.
Yes, that's correct. We, you know, speaking with my dad, we really don't have another option of where to go. Everyone is full. Every plant is full, and no one's really taking on new patrons at this time.
Has there been any conversation with a board member that might be part of your representation, or do you see any meetings coming up that will continue this conversation, or is the letter and that field representative's conversation all in, all done?
So I have talked to some board members. They do have an official meeting coming up. The ones that I have talked to don't anticipate any change. They think that they can yell as much as they want to because, I mean, this 90 cents affects them too. But management says that this is what's going to happen and we have to be okay with it. There are some meetings actually going on this week. I unfortunately was not able to attend, but I mean, there's specific meetings that not every patron has the opportunity to attend. And so if you're not in association with the board as a delegate or something like that, you don't have the opportunity other than to call your board member or your field rep at this time.